Oh, and we got Ty. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. All right. That's great.
I was another expecting.
You was expecting what?
Ty.
I was too. I was too. I was too.
Y'all know I had to show up on the day that my picks came out to be right.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk 2022 NBA Playoff Edition. We had two crazy game sevens today, and I'm glad to have my boys Ty, Allen, and Chuck on board.
Luka Magic about it. Here.
All right, all right.
My name should be Allen Luka Magic.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to say this right now before, you know, dudes start. Hey, CMJ. First things first. Okay, I get it. I was wrong about the Bucks. I was wrong about the Grizzlies, even though they play with a hand tied behind their back the whole series. And I was wrong about the Suns, which I did not. I'm sorry. I got to say, I did not see this coming. Like, the Mavericks, what? What? Like, bro, Dinwiddie, who I was talking down about? Like, what? Like, hey, bro, Reggie Bullock? What?
The playoffs is about crazy things happening, man.
You know what? This is the first time, and I'll say this right now. This is the first time I've ever seen a playoff game, a playoff series where I thought the better team didn't win. Like, real talk. Like, yeah, the better player won. I give him that. You feel me? But and maybe LeBron did it a few times with that with them bad Cavalier team. You feel me? But I don't really go back that far because
The Suns were overrated.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Allen, I'm glad you said that, bro. Because in my head, in the middle of the game, like, damn, did I overrate the Suns? Like, did I overrate like it's just if you look at what the Mavericks did to the Suns, they literally just said, hey, it's just Booker. The rest of y'all ain't nothing. It's just Booker. We gonna take him out. Like how they, like how the Celtics.
Aiden was so soft, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead. Y'all tell me y'all
right, in the game.
You feel me? Ty look great right now. Oh my, Ty called it, y'all. Ty called it, y'all. Hey, hold on.
I go off.
Hold on, wait. Before, I just want to say, Ty called it after game. I think Ty called it after game three, bro.
I called it before the series started.
He called it before the series started. I think Allen might have called it after game three, but he called it. Go ahead, y'all. I'm smack a chicken.
Okay. The Suns' defense is terrible. And I always thought their defense wasn't good. I just felt like teams kind of just played into their hands. Also, their top three. The three, supposedly big three, were 0-for-11 going into the half. They was getting blown out by 30 at home at the half.
So you said, wait. So Aiden, Booker, and Paul
were 0-for-11 going into the half.
Oh, you wasn't watching that, bro?
Crazy. I was at work, bro. So I was
bro. Watching. Yeah, okay. I think Booker. Oh, go ahead.
And then Aiden was so, bro, he was letting Luka back him down into the paint and post him up. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing drop steps. He was doing fadeaways on him in the paint, bro. That was so sad. And then Dinwiddie out of nowhere just started. Like, 5 minutes into the first quarter, just caught fire.
Yeah. I was going back. I was inside Buffalo Wild Wings, and they was replaying the game. I was like, dude, like, this dude hit like 3-4 threes in like the first how many minutes of the game? Like, I'm like, bro, like, what's up, y'all? Like, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Like, once Aiden had three fouls, they put Bismack Biyombo. As soon as Bismack Biyombo was subbed in, he fouled. He got two fouls like within like 2 minutes.
And we're talking about overrated. You know what? I don't think my Mikal Bridges, wasn't he a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year? Like, you can't get on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
also, Luka had 30 and a half. Luka had 30 and a half, too.
I expect Luka to get his, but you know, I understand what you're saying.
He had more points than the Suns combined.
Yeah, 27 and a half, but rounded up, it's 30. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He had more than the whole Suns team, bro. What? And then, what else? Another thing that was a red flag was
that, bless you.
Thanks. On paper, the Suns are supposed to have a better bench.
Uh-huh.
As bench was putting Brunson, had I think like 20-something points also. Powell was making out-rebounding Aiden, out-scoring Aiden. Kleber was hitting threes.
It was just a total collapse, bro. Total collapse by the Suns. Monty Williams got out coach.
I feel like once they got like that 10-point lead going into the first quarter, it was over. Because I felt like they got punched in the mouth and they didn't know how to respond from that.
Chuck, what you got?
Oh, wait. I have one more thing.
Go ahead, bro.
The whole thing about CP3's mysterious injury, as I called it, came out after the game. It's kind of questionable now because, like, is it really injured or are they just saying that so it won't look as bad? You know what I mean?
You know, it looks like, I mean, first, it's a reoccurring thing with Chris Paul anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, this is any injury. I'm sorry, just any injury that excuses him from not winning a ring outside of him not, you know. And I have faith. I really did. I have faith this year. I really did. And now,
things are trend.
Here's the thing, though. Now I'm scared. And this is just me because the Celtics is like they going to the finals. And I'm not just saying that because I just went to the East real quick, but follow me here. The Celtics is like they going to the finals, dog. Look what they just did to Kyrie, KD, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I get it. He wasn't playing with Chris Middleton because you can obviously see in the end of that fourth quarter, that was supposed to be Chris Middleton time. The way the Celtics just pulled away, that was supposed to be Chris Middleton time. You could just see him on the bench like, man, bro, I was supposed to be out there. But the way that they just made KD work and Giannis work, I mean, I don't see they just beat the best players in the world. I don't see a team better than them right now. And to me as a Lakers fan, it's unfortunate because I'm like, damn, bro, did I hype them up too much in the first round? I just wanted them to get past Boston. I just wanted them to get past Boston.
I think the Heat could give them a competitive series.
I think they match up very well. We will touch on that after. We will preview the conference finals.
Who had 27 points from the Celtics bench? What was his name?
Grant Williams?
Yeah, he's not shooting that many threes again, bro. He had what? Like he shot like 17 attempts or something like that from three.
Yeah, but let's bring it back to Maverick Suns. We'll touch on the Celtics. Let's bring back Maverick Suns. Ty, unless you got something else to say, Allen, because, you know, you're real talkative.
Huh. Oh, no. That was it for me.
Ty, what's up, man? How you feeling, man?
Shit, man. Whoever said the thing about is the Suns overrated, I kind of made me think a little bit. But I don't know, because I do feel like they have a good team, but some of them players didn't step up.
Hey, them players be talking too much for what they accomplished.
Nah, facts. I'm a big believer in that. You know, don't talk so much until, you know, you really proven.
Hey, Luka was talking shit when he was down. That's what I respect about him.
Exactly. The Suns, they was more front-running. They was only talking when everything was going their way. But honestly, me personally, I just feel like we just witnessing greatness right now. No, all jokes aside, no trolling. Luka is just really that good because I think you said it, Charles. The better team did not win. And hey, usually you the better team wins.
But you know what? And I'm going to let you go. But, like, man, bro, just to see how I wasn't going to go this far. But, man, to see the way Jason Kidd out-coached Monty Williams in that game. I was really befuddled, bro.
Is it really out coaching?
Hey, I just felt like Jason Kidd was more into the game because he was out there on the sideline screaming, yelling, acting like if he was the one playing.
But his active adjustments is what won the series. I mean,
what adjustments did he really make though?
Mm. He put the Frank guy in.
My bad.
Okay, I'll give you that. He did change that up.
I also noticed that I think the only adjustment the Suns made was everybody else but Luka. Because Luka only scored 5 points in the second half.
The game was over with, though.
Yeah, it was over with, though. But that was his only adjustment. But at that time, it was already too late because everyone was already going.
Can I say something?
Like I was trying to get at, though, bro. I feel like we watching greatness right now.
Yeah.
And Luka's just that good. He controlled the whole game. The first couple games, he tried to take it over with scoring. He see that wasn't really working. He let a little, bit of everybody eat, but he's still controlling the whole game, getting 10-plus rebounds, making sure he get his guys involved, still scoring more than 25 a game, even though he was chilling. But this is, we watching something special, man. All I'm going to say, my last thing I'm going to say is, man, y'all know I'm a LeBron fan. Year three, LeBron went to the finals, 07. You know what his team looked like then. You know, I'm not saying Luka's going to win it, but year three, he's looking like he's breaking through right now. He's one of those ones, man.
Well, Ty, I'm going to let you know right now, buddy. My Grizzlies are out. The Celtics are in the conference finals. The Warriors are in the conference finals. The Heat are in the conference finals. It looks like I'm on the Mavericks train, buddy, with you. I am on the – but I'll take the caboose, you feel me, because I know I wasn't on the train before. So I'll take the caboose, you feel me. I'll stay in the bag, you know, or anybody, you know, there ain't no partying and shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad to be on the train now, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to ride till the wheels fall off.
But you know that Dinwiddie, though – that Dinwiddie was really what
I gotta give him respect.
Out of control.
I gotta give him respect on me.
He went crazy. And it takes stuff like that. You see, not to get into the whole other series, but like Allen said, Grant Williams, that's the game right there. He's not gonna score 20. When is he ever gonna score 27 points again? You know, it takes stuff like that that sometimes happen.
Also, the Bucks lost because of their defensive game plan.
We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that. We're almost done. Chuck, you got anything you want to touch on with this Suns Mavericks girl? What's next for the Phoenix, y'all? I mean, that question after Chuck goes. If you want to go.
My bad, man.
You're good. I put the chicken down and everything. You feel me?
Well, y'all bossy. You know, all I got to say is I did have the Sun. You know, I take my L. I had the Sun. We gonna get on that too.
You and I, bro. You and I was on the same page about that. At least the Suns and the Bucks, like. Six and I had to go on seven.
What I told you was. The Bucks had to win in six, because if it went to seven, I didn't trust it. Unless Middleton was there.
And you know what I said? I said I didn't trust the Celtics to be consistent enough on offense to beat the Bucks, and them boys lit it up.
Yeah.
Them lit it up.
I ain't even gonna lie, the Bucks kind of beat themselves too. Hey, Grayson Allen, that dude, man.
All right, we're gonna touch on that. We got to go slide over to that right now. It's just real quick, Suns Mavericks, wild, crazy series. Like I said, I did not see this coming. Congratulations, Dallas. You in the conference finals. Now you get to go beat Golden State.
Give Luka his just dues too.
How much of a chance do you give Dallas to beat the Warriors in a 7-game series in the Western Conference Finals?
Well, they beat the Suns, so I think they have a chance also.
Talk to me.
That's the real test for Dallas, I feel like.
You think that's the real test for Dallas?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because they're a championship team. They've been there before. If Luka could get back a well-experienced championship caliber team, then that just shows everything what Luka is capable of doing.
But it still sounds like you got the Warriors, though.
I mean, if the Warriors were to have to win, it'll probably be in six.
But you don't think anybody beating Luka in the game seven? That's what it's
about.
But in the
game seven, but if it goes to seven, I think I gotta give it to Luka.
Luka!
I seen them stats.
He got game seven Luka now.
Hey, yeah, he out here pulling that hidden dude on the chain.
Bro, that dude averages 35 in game seven.
I know. Yeah, no cap. I seen that.
How much Curry?
Dude, we don't even want to talk about that. Right?
Anyway. Okay, well, in real talk, I would take the Mavericks six. I'm gonna be on the train. You know what I'm saying, with Ty. So I'm gonna take the Mavericks.
The change of the series is that the Warriors could have home court now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I think I can't wait to tell y'all what I think about the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the Mavericks can pull it off. I think Luka can pull it off. I mean, if you can go in there, I get it. This is a different team. But if you can have the Mavericks really, like, play defense, you know, or at least push the Warriors soft. Warriors soft, man. And the Mavericks, they don't seem like they soft. Brunson and them boys, Bullock, you feel me? They ain't playing. Feel me? And Dinwiddie, even though he's streaky, he might give you a game with 20-plus, 25. Feel me? So, and Clay streaky as hell. Hey, listen. Game 6, Clay. Okay, respect, bro. Respect Game 6, Clay.
People got to stop coming for my boy, Clay.
Hey, for real, man. What the hell is wrong with you?
But next year, he's going to be – I'll allow all comments next year, but this is first year back, bro. And he's still doing something. All right. I'm going to have to stop coming.
And he's getting his legs back on defense.
Yeah, he's starting to move better. Yeah. You don't see that.
Well, I hear you.
No Clay slander. Everybody else.
Who you got, Dallas or Golden State?
I got Golden State in 6.
Mm.
I still respect Luka, though.
Yeah, that's why I said. They're going to 7. I got Luka. but
I feel like Golden State could put some bigger bodies on them.
Yeah.
Like with weight. No disrespect to Mikal.
Wiggins, Drummond. I mean, not Drummond, Draymond.
So I don't even gotta ask you. So you probably gonna say, "Yeah, 7."
And then the Mavs play small ball too, so that favors Golden State.
Oh yeah, that'd be real.
Yeah, I mean, I think. No, hold on. I'm sorry, Ty. He says that favors Golden State, but I'm not totally bought into that. Golden State is streaky. I don't care what you say. Like right, this iteration of Golden State is very streaky. Like, look at that entire series against Memphis. If Memphis can blow you out, and I get it, I'm bringing up one game, but if Memphis can blow you out like that, and you fully loaded, I mean, minus one Gary Payton, that's it, bro. He was minus one Gary Payton. They was down John Morant. It's the difference there. And y'all got blown out of Porter floor.
Too. Not saying like, I mean,
no, but I get what you're saying. That's another body. He can hit threes, so I respect what you're saying there about Otto Porter not being there. You feel me? But man, like that is just concerning, and I think Luka and Dallas can win in 6. Really, game 6 Clay can show up, but I don't think Poole. I think Poole like might have another 1 for 6. You feel me? Like,
I think he's expected. I don't think they'll have nobody for Poole.
But Poole need to have Poole, bro. The only person that can stop Poole is Jordan Poole right now.
I was about to say it's him because he's a guy right now,
and he on and off. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's not Deion Waiters. He better than Deion Waiters. He's better than Deion Waiters for sure. Like,
Deion will win you a game.
No. Stop it, bro.
He won the Heat game again.
That was one game. And
I said he'd get you one. I never said he'd get you both. I said he'd get you one.
He's streaky as hell. All right, man, give me Victor Oladipo over Deion Waiters. Past and present.
I mean, career wise, yeah. Hell
anyway, I did kind of yell out something obvious. Anyway, Celtics and Bucks, man. Oh man,
defensive game plan was not it.
This was not, but this was the game 7 to watch though. This was. Go ahead.
I mean, that first half, yes, it works. I get it. Everybody was missing shots. Everybody was missing threes, but. No, you don't adjust it. The second half, you say, "Oh, we're gonna live and die by this defensive game plan." Just let them shoot threes, wide open threes at that, and then once they start going in, it was a wrap.
That's true.
Like, what type of who chose that defensive game plan? I mean, it worked for the first half. Don't get me wrong. It worked.
Because Derek White was missing too.
But you gotta adjust. You gotta have adjustments. And that was the factor. Yes, you're gonna have Middleton, but I feel like defense lost in the game.
What I take from it is, like, yeah, what Allen said, like, their whole game plan was basically, like, let them shoot threes and live and die by if they're gonna make the three. And the only reason why it was working in the first half is because they started noticing Derek White ain't making nothing. He might get defend, but. He ain't making nothing. Like, so they started putting Brook Lopez on him on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. And then they would let Brook Lopez funnel inside, you know? So they was taking away more lanes, I guess, you know, to drive to the basket. So opposed to when they was making the threes, like driving kick, second half, you know, the first half, Derek White was 1-6. So, yeah, I mean, 0-6, my bad. He actually shot, he actually went 1-3 in the second half. Didn't even shoot good. But basically, the Celtics shooters started making a few more baskets, so it made it seem a lot. Basically, the Bucks role players, they never stepped up.
Right? Speaking of
Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, it's like they never stepped up.
Speaking of Celtics shooters, and wait, the guys you just named, I get what you're saying, they didn't step up, but to be honest, bro. I mean, like the supporting
wide cast, open threes,
but like I said, to be honest, bro, these like that supporting cast ain't really like.
Connaughton was a guy, bro.
Connaughton, okay, year. But Allen and you and George Hill, and there was one more person you named. Those guys, I wouldn't really put in the category of a good supporting cast. Like they have a like not especially not George Hill right now. Not George Hill right now. Grayson Allen, he's got a little upside, but he didn't show up this entire series. And I forgot who they you didn't say Bobby Portis, but you said
Bobby, wow.
But yeah.
Now Bobby was kind of all
Bobby time. Bobby was having a tough game like from the start. You feel me? Yeah, he let his emotions get to him. Yeah. And I ain't like how he broke his goggles, you feel me? Like threw him into the stands. I think he just kept his composure. You know, you let a team see that you getting bothered and frustrated, it's gonna be easier for them to pick on you. That's just my opinion.
No, definitely. Like that's what everybody was saying. It was like if players like him getting frustrated that easy, I can only imagine how Larry Bird would be doing people. That's what I'm telling people. I'm like, Luka Doncic probably got in the Suns' head too. You getting
deal like that? Definitely.
Yeah, like you getting deal like that. So you probably talking. Like I don't know.
And you know what though? And
you know what's fucked up? Luka was laughing the whole time. That shit was hilarious.
Hey, but you know what though? And also, let's talk about like Jason Kidd, bro. He was getting on Devin Booker. As soon as he got the ball in his hand, double team. Get out your hands. Hey, somebody else beat us. Hey, you can't do it. You ain't good enough. Like what? Like and I swear to God, if Chris Paul was really hurt, okay. I'm not gonna give him a pass, but because you've been hurt like all these years, you stay hurt, bro. So you don't get no more passes. But if you're hurt, okay. And Devin Booker, they're double teaming you. Okay. Aiden, bro. Oh my God. Oh my God.
The guy who wants to get paid, right?
Man. Yep. What were his numbers today? I don't even know how we got back on the Suns, but
we need to discuss his numbers definitely throughout the whole season. I mean throughout the series.
The guy who wants to get paid.
Bro, did this man have 5 points in a closeout game? Hey, hold on. So anyway, look.
Wait.
We're gonna go back, bro, because we finna go stupid on that. Wait, no, bro. We gotta Bucks Celtics real quick. Let's just finish that up real quick. Cause
what? Oh, yeah, 5 points.
I don't wanna, bro. I'm about to go stupid. So anyway, Jason Tatum, he a superstar. He club superstar. Club superstar. He did it, bro. He beat KD and he beat Giannis back to back. Now he about to go to the finals. Oh yeah, bro.
They going to the finals for sure.
Yeah, they going to. Not no offense, Chuck. No offense. I'm just saying.
Oh no, I'm offended. we take everything personally.
No, I feel that.
Oh no, definitely. We take everything personal.
All right, so talk to me about this Celtics Heat series. You know,
baby MJ.
Who baby MJ? Who baby MJ?
The one who looked like.
Okay.
Oh, no, he baby Bird.
They call him Luka baby MJ, dog.
Hell no, he don't play like no. He play more like Bird.
Something wrong with y'all. That's all I know. Talking about some baby MJ.
Yeah.
Hell no. More like,
I'm going to let y'all go first.
All right.
Go first.
Allen, you want to go first?
No, this shit going to 7, baby.
You think it's going to 7?
Yeah.
Y'all thinking like the Heat are just they garbage. They think
we some scrubs.
Hey, you know what, man? Hey, I guess.
Bro, the Heat got good defense. What are you guys talking about?
Since they don't got to play Giannis, you feel me? Yeah, I guess they can go seven.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, they match. Look. It's all about matchups, right?
Joel Embiid is like smaller. We were just talking about this.
Against the Bucks? Okay, matchups aren't. Those don't favor the Heat. But against the Celtics, bro, they match them very well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Continue. They
can switch everything, right?
You said right.
Plus, the Heat at home look damn near unbeatable.
Okay.
Their numbers at home it's like night and day difference from away. And that's why I have it going seven because, like, it's kind of hard for them to win away. I could say that. It's like
just win the home games. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who has home court? The Heat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. See, that's why I have it going seven.
Hey, how many guys y'all run deep, Chuck? How many guys y'all run? Eight? Nine? Eight?
Okay. Go ahead. Anybody else next?
We might go seven.
I'm gonna go second to last.
I don't want to just dismiss the Heat because you know I respect how they play, the culture of the Heat. You know, I respect Jimmy Butler. You know, he play hard and he's a playoff player. So you know, I got respect for him, but. What Tatum showed, like Charles said, what Tatum showed me these last two rounds, he's on that Luka mission. You ask me, you know, proving that it's a new day and age. We got the new stars coming of age, but to get back on track, like Alvin said though, it is a good matchup. You know, they both got similar size guys. You know, they kind of both built the same a little bit, you know. I know Kyle Lowry hurt, but Kyle Lowry and Marcus Smart, kind of the same player. You know, Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler, you know, kind of the same type player. But I feel like both teams played, like, real good defense. And they could both, you know, make it tough on each other. But I feel like the shot-making of Tatum and Brown is more than what the Heat can throw at you because I respect Tyler Hero to a degree, but I'm not sold. You know, I feel like the Celtics can lock that up. And Jimmy Butler, I respect him too, but I respect Jason Tatum's shot making ability and his scoring ability more than I respect Jimmy Butler's. So I'm going to give him the edge on that because I feel like everything else pretty much even. You know, Bam, he didn't play too good last series. But he's going to have his hands full this series again because, you know, you see the Celtics' big man rotation is pretty decent. You know, they got, what, four bigs they could throw at him?
Horford, Tice last year.
So,
he wasn't all that, bro. Like define good. I think he had a game where, like, didn't Adebayo have a game with, like, 5 points, bro?
Yeah, he played pretty bad last year.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad last year.
I'm just saying. It's more than just scoring.
He's better than what he played.
He had to
guard him. I expected more from him because I like Bam. Bam is pretty good.
The game before Embiid came back, he didn't have a good game.
I just feel like we got to hold these players to certain standards. You know, he's a max player, all-star type player. So
somebody
got to give me better than what he did last series.
Okay.
But I got Celtics in six though. I feel like they're on a mission to the finals.
Okay. Celtics in six for Ty. I was on that same wavelength until you and Alan just spoke, and then I had to think to myself, like, okay. Chuck, he always in my ear, like, how is Jimmy Butler not a superstar? You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, bro. And, you know, and then earlier he asked me, you know, this is off the record. We were just talking on the phone, but, you know, he asked me, how is Jason Tatum a superstar and not Jimmy Butler? This, that, and the other. Then, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about that question. I'm listening to y'all and I'm thinking to myself,
You know, earlier I threw back at him like, oh, Jimmy Butler had to play the Hawks. Jimmy Butler had to play the Sixers. Look at them. They ain't playing. And then I go back and look at the Celtics. They played the Nets. He said the Nets didn't play no defense. But I feel like, and I had thought about this after we got off the phone. Then I thought about it. It's crazy. I'm mad that I thought about it after the fact. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you think of something after the argument is over.
I'll be hating that.
I hate that, bro. But in my head, I was like, bro, you and Allen, y'all can't use that defense this year, because when I was saying, oh, the Nets don't play no defense, y'all were still saying Nets in six. The Celtics was up 2-0, and y'all was still saying Nets in six. So y'all don't get to say nothing about the Nets don't play no defense, because that's what I was saying.
They didn't, though.
I just thought about, I was mad because I thought about it they when I got off the phone.
You didn't remember either. You was in the heat.
Bro, I was on me. I'm like, bro, these had Nets in six, bro. But anyway, so yeah, so
Celtics, I mean, I don't bet against KD.
No, I feel that, bro. No, well, I thought he was gonna win game three.
I thought he was gonna win one, bro. just one.
Hey, real spill. Hey, so look, so they just beat the Nets in four. They beat the Bucks in seven. They've been in some tough series against some really great players. And I just think that since it's been so tough on the Celtics, that is the only reason that it would go seven games in Miami. Like, that's why I think that's the only reason why I would give the Celtics. I'm taking the Celtics in seven games. At first I had it in six, and how I had it going.
Can't forget, Marcus Smart's going to give up one game, dog. At least one.
And that's going to be game one. The Celtics will lose by like 8, 9, or 10 points. I think it's going to be 10. But the Celtics are going to lose game one by 10 points.
Don't do Marcus Smart like that.
The Celtics going. This is how I had it going at first. I had the Celtics losing game one, winning the next three games, losing game five, and then winning game six. That's how I had it going in Celtics in six. But I'm going to say Celtics in seven to respect the fact that these teams are more evenly matched. And also, I'm going to give the notch to the Celtics because I think their shooting has been better in the playoffs from three than the Heat overall. Like, you feel me?
That's all we do.
I'm just want to say, like, where Duncan Robinson been? Tyler Hero, Max, on and off. Max Strus, he's stroking it.
He be stroking that thing. You know?
I was just about to say, Eric Spoelstra took him out the lineup. He don't play no defense. Man, that's not Miami.
I respect him. He got his money. Now he not playing, so shit, I'll be chilling too.
But I'm saying, you got to play defense if you want to get in the game.
For sure. You know? And Max Strus more athletic and shit like that.
Yeah, like he's shooting the same percentage as you, playing defense any bigger. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Heat,
they got that a little bit over the Celtics. I feel like they def is a little better. I feel like as far as more people can make a little bit more shots.
You think the Heat got more shot makers than the Celtics from the perimeter?
From the perimeter, yeah. Tyler Hero, Max Strus.
I agree.
Or Oladipo.
Jimmy Butler, I know he don't shoot threes, but you know.
He don't shoot a lot of threes.
Duncan Robinson, throw him in there if he plays.
You know, okay, PJ Tucker, he's not a shot maker, but he hits threes too.
Hold on. Let me. Robinson, Hero, Butler, Strus, that's four. Name next.
Three-point shooter?
Yeah, so.
I might throw Gabe Vincent in there a little bit. I don't like him like that, but he be playing okay.
Hold on. Y'all said PJ Tucker. I'm sorry. PJ Tucker give you one game like that. He'll give you one game in a series like that, bro. Let's be real about
it. Literally 3-D. He's going to sit in the wing, bro.
Bro.
And don't leave him.
Bro. I mean, he's going to give you one game. He's going to give you one game, bro.
You
got to
put PJ Tucker up there. He's reliable.
All right, bro. Fine. Five. That's five. That's five. All right. That's five. Go ahead. Keep going. Fine.
Out of the people that play, that's it.
Oladipo. We got Bam, and we got
Dwayne Dedman, and we got Kyle Lowry. He can make it. He can make threes.
Okay, hold on.
Come back 100%.
I'll give you Oladipo. I respect that one. I'm not giving you Kyle Lowry.
I'm not.
What? Because, for one, he is hurt right now, and two,
I hope he come back healthy because all that limping, he don't play like that. That's like, how he losing.
Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan never been good from three, and they never been even decent from three. Like, I mean, well, nah, maybe
Kyle Lowry was decent from three in Toronto.
Kyle Lowry's okay. a decent 3-point shooter, bro. Stop it.
Okay. Let me
I'll give you Kyle.
He was decent from three in the championship run with Kawhi. He was decent, bro.
That was for sure his best year.
Yeah, he was decent. So
I'll give you Kyle to make it seven. Okay. I'll give you Kyle to make it seven names. Okay. So let me go to Boston. Tatum Brown, Grant Williams, of course, that's three. Horford, uh-huh. that's four.
Horford was shaky those last couple games.
Hold on. Are y'all telling me y'all gonna have recency bias and say the last couple games?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I was gonna say because the whole playoffs now Horford been
okay. I'll give it to you.
All right, bro. My bad. I know I'm yelling. My bad.
You can say Horford.
All right, that's what I saw. Look, Brown, Tatum, Horford, Grant Williams. That's five. Pritchard, that's five.
He had He had that one game, and it was just the last game.
But
he didn't do nothing the whole series. Hey,
He was stroking in the Brooklyn series too. He had a couple games where he was stroking, not just one. He had a couple. All right.
He was going crazy with the step backs and shit this last game.
I think he was trying to stay in rhythm for the next.
Is he a rookie this year or he was a rookie last year?
Last year was a rookie year. Yeah.
All right. I'll give it to you. If he was a rookie, I wouldn't have. But if he was a there, I'll give it to you. What's that, four or five?
That's five. I'm going to say Marcus Smart, open. Because open,
I'll give you that. Open.
Hey, so that's six.
Nah, he'll get hot one game and feel it, you know.
But I think him and Lowry's like a wash. You feel me? I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. All right. But that's six.
Yeah, they like the same type player. I ain't even going to lie.
That's it. They don't bring nobody else.
Hold on. it's one more.
If we're going to say PJ Tucker, I guess we got to say Daniel Tyson.
Not even there. Don't even do my boy.
Not from three.
I like Tyson.
All right. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all got me with the shooters. Y'all got me.
Yeah, just a little bit, and then the
That's why I feel like it's gonna be a good matchup.
Shooters that the Heat have, you know, besides Tatum, Strus, it might be the best shooter out of everybody. Besides Tatum.
So, who y'all got winning the series?
We told you. I told
you. Well, I know who I got. All
right.
We got Heat in seven.
Heat seven. Celtics six. Allen.
Got the Heat.
Okay.
Oh, you got the Heat.
Split decision.
Home finally.
You said you got the Celtics, Charles?
You know, I don't even want them to make it to the finals. Uh-huh. Man. But I am going to take Boston in seven and pray that I'm wrong. because if Golden State and Boston make it to the finals, bro, I'm not watching the finals.
So do y'all feel like Mike Budenholzer is on the same wave as Eric Spoelstra in terms of adjustments?
I do not. That's one, too. I'm going to watch the finals just to clarify.
Eric Spoelstra is a better coach than Budenholzer for sure.
Budenholzer, yeah, bro. He has Giannis. And it's like, honestly, to me, and I'm not discrediting coaches that have great players. You feel me? But to me, I think it's
– Budenholzer a cool coach, though.
But I think it's easier to make adjustments when you have a superstar and when you're not able to put the pieces together. Like, sometimes you just lose to a better team. Like, honestly, you didn't have – let's be real. Chris Middleton, they needed him.
Yeah.
They needed him in the fourth quarter.
Can I say something about that?
I mean, yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Does them needing Chris Middleton hurt Giannis?
Nope.
You know, like, no.
Nope.
I feel like Giannis is the best player. Really watching him this series, you know, and not to discredit his gameplay because you know, get it how you get it by any means. But, you know, the way he play and the fact that you – I feel like because the what gave the Celtics the nod, even though they didn't have Middleton, they could have won. But at least the way Tatum play, it's not so taxing on your body. You know, you can get even though a layup is an easy shot, don't get me wrong, but what it takes to get those layups, he trying to run through five people, run through Al Horford and Grant Williams, big bodies, you know, and then doing that play after play after play, that kind of, you know, it gets taxing on your body and you can't really do much after they stopping it. But Tatum, on the other hand, you know, he just getting his bag, get his separation. And like y'all was saying earlier, wide open threes, wide open step back.
I have a great way to answer that question, by the way. First things first, I can agree that Giannis does need a little bit more of a bag. He just needs a little bit more of a bag. Like, he don't even need that much, bro. But that's one. Two, a great way to answer your question is like, let's just look at Luka. There was no way Luka was going to beat the Suns without Jalen Brunson. And what I'm trying to say is you need somebody that's going to step up and be consistent for you. Nobody was consistent enough for the Bucks as a secondary option to Giannis to beat that really good Celtics team. Let's be honest, was healthy outside of Robert Williams
because
they didn't have anybody else that was hurt. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, go ahead.
Besides those two plays Jrue Holiday made at the last game for Marcus Smart, he didn't really do much the whole series.
You know, his field goal was 30s.
Yeah, it was terrible.
He was shooting
terrible. That just shows you he's a third guy. And he was just put in a role to where he was doing too much to what he can really do.
But yeah, man. Real talk. I and it's crazy because I was like, okay, Jrue Holiday, like what? They need to make you like an 88 overall on 2K. You know what I mean? Like, but then I was like, dang, bro, like Jrue, you know, at least I don't know. I think you can only ask so much of a player that we know who's ceiling. You know, we know what his ceiling is.
Yeah, the same defense takes a toll. I feel like on the
offensive side. You know, when you got a guard Brown and Tatum, I give it to you. I give it to you there. But, so I'm not gonna knock
Tatum is a tough cover.
I'm not gonna knock Jrue Holiday, bro. Not that much. You know what I'm saying? Like
Tatum might. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Tatum might be the best bad shot maker in the NBA. Not to say that he takes terrible shots, but, you know, there's not even bad shot, difficult shot maker.
Okay, if I, like, just a whole bunch of names came to my mind, like Booker, Luka, Dame, like, you know,
better than all of them.
Bad shot maker. Yeah, I get what you're saying on me.
The one thing he got, maybe Luka, but he shoots better than Luka, though. Tatum has a jumper.
He got a stroke.
Luka's streaky. He can get hot. You know, he'll make some step backs, but he's not a shooter, though.
Luka jumper remind me of mine on me. Hella streaky, bro.
Yeah, he's very streaky.
But, yeah, man.
But Dame, he's too small. Tatum, 6'9". Who else you said? Booker, no. You just seen what he did today in the game.
They did an egg.
After
talking shit, you go out like that? Come on, man.
Bro, Chris Paul. Devin
Booker is not a tier one star.
Chris Paul disappeared, bro.
He did.
Aiden, we already know the story behind Aiden. Like, let's be real, bro. Like, Brunson stepped it up. Bullock, all them, like the team, like Mavericks overall, they came to play, bro. They came, they wanted it more.
We talked about that. Is Devin Booker on the same level as Luka and Tatum?
You know what? I don't know. I can't say that now. I really can't. Not after watching that. Not after watching just happen in this series, y'all. They wasn't up 3-1. Were they up 3-1 or 2-1?
They was up 2-0.
Yeah, 2-1. No, they was up 2-1 then. And,
yeah, 2-1.
And it came back 2-2. Damn, man. Booker not on. I mean, Booker is just known as a scorer. Like, you know, Luka kid, like, really carries the team. Like, Booker hasn't been carrying the team. And even though Tatum's not carrying his team, we know that team's not going anywhere without him.
I would say he's carrying.
Who carrying?
Tatum.
Oh, no, 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 no.
He got Brown. Brown's sneaky doing 20s and stuff like that.
The
like
team that. Is really good overall, though.
But he, like you said, he's the driving force, though. He's getting he's the head of the snake, though.
And that's not the but case over there.
He get help. He get some help.
He get help, but that's not the case in Phoenix. Like Booker is the he is the...
That wasn't the case, though, in the regular season. They was like a complete team.
Who?
Suns.
Oh.
It wasn't like no Devin Booker or bust every night. Like, I feel like it's the same situation. Nah, not the same situation with the Celtics, but he was getting help, though. It was just in the playoffs. Really, it was just this round. You know, it do be a lot of recency bias, you know, because we just watching what just happened and talking about what just happened. So, you know, you don't want to discredit everything that they did before.
But. Speaking of what just happened, I think Chuck Allen wanted to touch on Aiden one more time.
Hey, how you get 4 boards in the game 7?
And then he said he wanted Trae Young money and Luka money.
Bro, that's why he denied that deal, and you get 4 rebounds as the starting center? What? 4 rebounds and 5 points? Bro, no. In the game 7 situation? No, bro. No.
What's the next for Phoenix? You think they can come back?
Oh, that's clip for Phoenix.
Yeah, that was their 2-year little window.
They're fine getting any younger. And who knows if they're going to have Aiden next season.
Exactly. And Chris Paul, he's done for.
Man, do you think they get rid of Aiden?
He's going to leave.
Yeah, remember, he wants the bag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody gonna be dumb enough to
get it. It's okay, bro. They gonna get a new big man, bro.
Can
we not talk about Rudy Gobert in the whole show, please?
Thank you, because you know what I'm saying. I get a whole diatribe going. I don't want me to start, bro. Don't make me bring up Ben Simmons in a 42-point game.
I just brought up Portland. Watch out for Portland this summer. They're going to make some moves. If they gonna
hell
do right,
no.
Man.
Hey.
They better make a lot of moves.
Bro, no. They listen.
I'm not saying they're going to win no championship or no shit.
I know exactly what you're not saying, but I'm telling you what I'm saying. I'm telling you, bro. Nobody wants to go play there. Like the only thing that the only thing they're gonna get done is a trade for Dame. That's it, bro. Like that, and they better get some pieces. The only way that the Portland Trailblazers will be relevant again is if they win in the draft these next couple of seasons. Like that's it, bro.
They're gonna get a top 3 pick.
They gotta do it like Memphis.
There's rumors about that nigga Zach LaVine might come over there.
Oh my! You gonna leave Lonzo? Wait, not Lonzo. Wait,
what is he leaving? That's better than
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, he gonna leave Lonzo and DeMar and Caruso.
Why not?
Caruso.
And all the niggas put together are not Dame Lillard.
So, bro,
to Portland.
Wait. Did you just say Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan, and Lonzo together is not Dame Lillard? I don't know about that either, bro. Hold on now. Because Lonzo nice. I ain't going to even go as
far. Lonzo is not nice. He's okay.
What?
Lonzo nice, boy. You dripping.
What is nice?
Bro, he's a two-way, and his stroke is way better than what it was when he first got. I'm not saying he's weak
or nothing, but nice, no.
Okay, I think your definition of nice. I think your definition of nice is a little more extreme than mine. No, for real. I'm just saying, when I say nice, like, I think Victor Oladipo is nice. You know what I'm saying? Like he's coming off an injury.
Like,
he's
Lonzo
not, like,
made the Bulls better when Lonzo was playing.
Yeah, he made. Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. Nobody.
If he was on the Lakers, there was a top defense because of him, and it wasn't just LeBron. Like, it was Lonzo and LeBron. Those defensive win shares together, they was top 2 in the league. Feel me? So, no, like Lonzo bring it, bro. And a facilitator, and he can hit the open 3. Oh, yeah, bro. And he moves. IQ. Bro, yeah, he nice, bro. He nice. He not nice. You know, he not a superstar.
He could put a little more on his back.
He not a star either.
Yeah.
He has the potential to be, though.
He, yeah. I like the way Allen said. I mean, he got the potential, bro.
This was his best year.
If he was more aggressive,
played half the season. He's never able to play a full season. He can't give you 15 points a game. He's a facilitator, but he's never averaged 7-8 assists. So, what's nice about it? He's a cool player, bro. Cool role player, you ask me.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm just saying nice, like nice.
You can't be nice in a role player. That's just me personally. But like you said, my nice definition of nice, you know what I'm saying? That's extreme.
Definition is not. No, not. Like,
role, I feel like role players should be
not a role
attached
player.
To like a good player, not no nice player. Like,
I don't know, bro. I don't see Lonzo as a role player. I think he's a key piece, a core player.
But just to get back on topic, though, what I was originally saying, just watch out for that, though. I'm not saying they're going to make moves to be no world beater or nothing, but they're going to be improved. They're going to bring Ant Simons back or flip him for something better. They're going to have a top three pick. And Zach LaVine is from Seattle. He's a free agent. The Bulls are cool, but do you think he come back? They going to the championship or something? DeMar DeRozan had the best season of his life, and he's, what, aging to 33? We just seen, what, James Harden is like 32, 33. We see what these dudes get when they get up in age. Not to say he's going to fall off the face of the earth or nothing like that, but the Bulls, I don't
see. James Harden let himself fall off. Shit. He the only one that's 32 acting like.
You're right. That was probably a bad example, but, you know, still, he's not going to play. I can guarantee you DeRozan not doing what he did last year. This year, he went crazy. Yeah. And Vucevic might leave next season. He's going to be back next season, but he a free agent after that. You feel me? I'm just saying, look, you feel me? It's not too bright in Chicago. And Lonzo might be nice, but look at his history. He ain't never played a full season. Injury prone.
Touché.
Alex Caruso's cool, but you know, he's a good backup. I respect Caruso. I ain't gonna talk bad about him, but like I said, Zach LaVine could do better. Touché. And Dame Lillard is better than Chicago. That I would feel more comfortable and have more confidence in that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We've been at this for a little minute. Feel me? Let's wrap it up with these quick picks. Game one. The first game one is on Tuesday, May 17th. You feel me? Celtics at Miami. Who y'all got winning game one of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Miami.
I got the Heat, too. Winning the first game.
Yeah, just the first game. You know, coming off a long series against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Miami going to be at home, you know.
Chilling, you feel me?
We're going to get it over quick.
You know, you ain't going to, you know, we're not going to make too big of a deal out the first game either. You know?
Hell no, we're not. Because like Boston might win the next three.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He probably going to win that first one.
But I hope that he win, though. Anyway, okay.
He discredited on the wins, too.
May 18th, Golden State versus Dallas, game one in the Oracle. Wait, that's not the Oracle anymore, is it?
Nah,
it's Chase. There we go. My bad. Chase Center.
Nothing like the Oracle.
Oracle was lit, though.
Yeah, I was saying, nothing like the Oracle. That shit was different.
Like Kansas State Park. Anyway, go to state.
I got Golden State.
I got Luka, bro. Stunning them. Game one. Like, oh my God. What? Luka, what? Right. Do I even need to answer? No. Klay Thompson will be a no show. Hell no. Klay Thompson will be a no show.
What tie got the series going?
Oh, you know me, Mr. N6, Luka Doncic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
Luka
Doncic. Yeah, well, we're gonna see after game one.
Yes, sir. And I got them one in the first game, too.
Me too.
Luka's gonna come into Chase Center and light it up. 30-point triple-double first game.
40-point. I got 40-point triple-double first game.
But who else, though?
Brunson?
Who else?
Feel me? Kleber?
Brunson, he should be able to get off on them.
I think Dinwiddie gonna give you 14. Feel me?
14. I feel like this is gonna be a good series, though. They do match up good.
They better be. Ball. If you're gonna eliminate the Suns, you better be.
I'm dead.
Anyway, man. Yeah,
he better not do my boy Kuminga.
Right. They better not put him on him.
They are. I already
know they are. You already know.
He better not. Try and do it. I think he's gonna all them spin moves in the post and shit. Make him look like a little boy.
They best bet is Draymond or nobody else. They better not put Wiggins on either.
Draymond. Nah.
What?
Luka
finna Draymond, nice.
Boy. Look, Luka finna cook that boy. Luka, don't put Draymond. Don't put Draymond.
Draymond can move his feet.
Draymond is the best bet on that team.
Bro. I don't think so.
I don't even like Draymond. I hate Draymond personally.
Me too.
But why, defense, though, that's something I guess he could play defense.
Yeah, but I don't – if dudes who are literally – like, he – like, Draymond Green is a defensive player of the year, right?
Yeah. He's a former nobody can guard Luka, of course, but
– he's a two-time defensive player of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Giannis is a defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Gobert is a defensive player of the year. He made them dudes look foolish.
Why you say Rudy Gobert, bro?
Because Rudy can't move his feet. Y'all remember the play?
Two times not moving him feet, man.
Y'all seen Think Like a Man, right? Y'all seen Think Like a Man with Kevin Hart, right? And at the end of the movie, it's a clip with him going up, pump faking a bunch of times against this female, and he got blocked, bro. That's exactly what Luka did. He pulled a Think Like a Man move, Kevin Hart. Against Rudy Gobert in the paint, and he made the shot. Rudy Gobert, bro, you like 7 feet. How did he make that on you? Like, you just look foolish. He did it to Giannis right before the regular season ended. He's not scared of anybody. You think Draymond finna? No, Draymond's not about to stand in front of this boy. Please.
I just want to see Steph Curry and Klay take it at Luka.
The best bet to put on him then? I know nobody could guard him, but who would you put on?
I wish Klay was back in the form.
Luka's a great offensive player, but on the defensive side, who is he gonna guard?
Bro, I think Klay should take the challenge, bro. I think he should just take the challenge.
Who's Luka gonna guard? That's the question.
Who gonna guard Luka?
Bro, that's the point I'm trying to make.
They gonna put him on Draymond or Wiggins.
Bro, Klay not gonna show up the first two games. I'm sorry.
Whoa,
like, it's just. You know, game six, Klay, I respect that, but every other game, maybe game seven.
Like that, man.
No, you be talking hella spicy about my boy.
Yeah, you doing Klay a little dirty, man.
He
had his ACL and his Achilles, bro.
Bro, but before that, he was, bro. When it came
before down to, that, he was like that.
He was not, what?
Oh my
what? God!
Yeah, yes, don't yes, even he try was. To say that, no, bro. No. Real talk, Klay was. Klay is still like that, bro. I respect Klay Thompson. I do. But when it, bro, from game to game, like he has more games, and Curry does have these games too. You know, they're not gonna be on every night, but Klay has more disappearing acts than Curry does.
He hasn't even played. If you add,
I'm talking about over his careers. I'm talking about
over his career.
I'm talking about over the both of their careers. That's why I be saying Klay Thompson. Sometimes he might not show up because over his career, there have been more games to me where I've seen Klay Thompson not show up than Curry.
You talking about key games or just games?
I'm talking about key games.
Key games. But, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, because Curry disappeared.
Yeah, that boy Curry. Where's Curry?
But like, when it's a big moment and it's a big shot for the Warriors, Klay is usually the one taking it.
And yet y'all so confident, not you, but y'all so confident the Warriors about to go to the finals. Hell no. Man.
What do I have to do with the what?
Because it's like
I still want you to answer my question, though.
What question?
I know nobody can guard Luka. But if you're the Warriors coach, who is your – oh, you said Klay. You did answer.
I think, bro. I think if you really want to get him back in the form, put him on Luka. Like, Luka's not – even though Luka can make –
that's not going to get him back in the form. They're going to put him in a frying pan.
So
– come on, bro. Y'all just like
– no, they don't have nobody for Luka then, bro.
Klay on this right.
Let's go, bro. We've been on this for an hour anyway. So.
My boy Ty was just finna say, if you add up the playoff games, he didn't even play a full season yet.
Nah, gonna say that. He didn't even play the full season yet, bro.
Yeah. He ain't played no. If you add up all the games, he ain't played 81 yet.
Y'all think he finna win a chip? Crazy.
Oh nah, Luka's not letting that happen. But he gonna he not going for you to say he's not gonna show up the first two games. Nah, he gonna show up one of those games.
Hey man, we gonna see. We gonna
Warriors in six, man.
Hey, look, we're gonna reconvene Tuesday night after game one in the Eastern Conference Finals, man. We're gonna reconvene, sure. Appreciate y'all being on tonight.